Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
I don't know how this all started. We were doing the florist game, weren't we? We called up some florists and see if they would put what we wanted on the card. And then we discovered that Dutch florists were quite good at this and quite fun. And then, I don't know why, but we started to get them to put rap lyrics and hip-hop lyrics on the cards. Now, you've not heard this for ages. We made another call earlier today to a florist in Amsterdam. Just see what they put on the card this time.
Goedemiddag, Gerrits Bloemen met Debbie.
Hello, yes. Do you speak English?
Yes, I do.
Oh, hello. I'd like to order some flowers, please.
For tomorrow?
Yes. I've got an idea of what I want to say in the card.
Okay.
That'd be amazing. it's quite long, so have you got a pen there?
I have.
Okay, right, so here's the words then. Are you ready?
Yes.
Shorty.
Shorty?
Yep. Had them apple bottom jeans.
Shorty had them...
apple bottom jeans.
Jeans.
Boots with the fur.
Boots?
Boots with the fur.
What is fur? How do I write that?
Low, 8 times. Low, 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 8 times. 8 lows there, yeah?
Yeah, I'm writing one moment.
Sorry.
Yeah?
Just put times 8.
Okay.
Is it possible you could read that back to me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Shorty had them apple bottom jeans, both with fur.
Boots.
Yeah, boots. The whole club was looking at her, so she hit the flow. Next thing you know, Shorty got low, 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 8 times. Then Becky Sweetpants and the Reebok with the step, she turned around and gave that big booty a step. She hit the flow. Next thing you know, Shorty got low, 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 8 times.
8 times.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
I happened to turn on some sport last night on the TV, and there's Match of the Day.
Yes.
In fact, I believe it was Match of the Day 2.
That's what the Sunday one's called, yeah.
Is that new, Match of the Day 2?
It's been on for about 3 years, 4 years.
Right, I've not seen it before.
Yeah. You've come to it quite recently compared to some of your other TV discoveries recently.
Anyway, Portsmouth were playing.
Yeah.
I can't remember who it was against.
Blackburn.
Right. It wasn't very long, was it just the highlights?
Yes, that's just the high. Yeah. They don't tend to,
very long.
They don't tend to play live matches at 10:15 on a Sunday night, although I'm sure it's coming.
Anyway, did you see it?
No, I didn't.
I don't know what was going on, but through the entire match, there was someone ringing a bell.
Yes.
Right, I've got a clip of this, listen.
Nervy moment for the stand-in for David James. Mark Hughes has seen his team collect 52 points so far this season. They've matched their total from last year already.
God, how annoying is that? All the way through. Is that what they do at football these days?
No, that's what happens at Portsmouth, because he's their most famous fan. That's John Portsmouth FC Westwood.
Is he the town crier or something? Who?
And he turns up in a big blue and white hat and just a waistcoat. I don't know what he wears on his trousers. Portsmouth tattoos everywhere and rings a bell.
You wouldn't be sat next to him, would you?
No, you wouldn't want to be sat next to him, no.
God, all the way through?
Suggestions of offside, but it breaks loose and Defoe
is... Oh, just shut up with the bell now!
You certainly wouldn't want to be sat next to him as you're from Southampton.
Well, yeah.
He might be ringing that bell off your head.
I think you might be right, with his big tattoos. So, hello, if you're listening. I don't mean to upset you in any way. I just wish you'd stop ringing the bell.
Good play there by Roberts away from Dishdown.
Oh,
saved
God.
By Dishdown. Jamie Ashdown hasn't had too much to do in the first half, but he dealt with this pretty well from Jason Roberts.
Oh, stop with the bell now! Did you do that all the way through?
Yeah, he does.
God.
They're in the cup final. Do you want me to see if I can get you a seat next to him?
Are the tickets next to him cheaper than the rest of them?
I don't know, Portsmouth ticketing system, no.
Radio 1.
Now we all remember Barry-oke, don't we, from before I went away?
Barry-oke is just like karaoke. But it's sung by people called Barry.
And we had this Barry on.
Hi, my name's Barry Lewis. I'm from Weston Supermare. I'm a quantity surveyor. And I'd like to dedicate this Barry Oakey to my pregnant girlfriend, Rebecca Gardner.
And this is the song that Barry did.
Like a pose. J.M. Barry wrote Peter Pan.
Bit of Madonna
Barry
Vogue.
Barry off the slim fast plan. Barry chuckle, to me to you. Barry Sklop will clean your loo.
Barry Humphries, Barry Sheen. On the cover of a magazine. Barry Manilow, what a nose. Barry Cryer, he wrote shows. They had style, they had grace. Barry McGuigan, punch people in the face. George, Gibb, Barry Ireland too. Barry from EastEnders, we love you. Barry.
That was Barry. Got some good news, chappers.
Go on.
We have had our first Barry baby.
Oh.
Hi, Barry.
Hi, Warren.
So tell us the exciting news then.
Well, this evening we had a little girl. Yeah, it's about
11:45. Oh, bless. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And so it's a girl?
Yes, it is, yeah.
And what are you going to call her?
Obviously, we're going to call her Barry.
Excellent. That is lovely. Thank you so much.
Keep it in the family.
Yes, yeah. It's running through it in the veins, definitely, so...
Are you really going to call her Barry?
No, we're not really.
All right.
Are you tempted to, but your girlfriend doesn't want to?
Absolutely, yeah. It's like a Barry thing, definitely.
Yeah. I bet that was a difficult conversation to have, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
What's her actual name, please?
Phoebe Jane.
Oh.
Phoebe Jane.
It's nice, but it's no Barry.
No.
Is it?
No.
If it's like a Phoebe Jane hyphen Barry, that'd be good.
Can I ask you, did you have that thing that, parents do when they see their little child when it first comes into the world and they look at them and they think, that is a Phoebe, that is? Was it like that?
So we went to Centre Parks and sort of planned the names beforehand, so it was kind of like, it was either going to be Barry or Barry, so...
to Centre Parks.
Yeah, we sort of sat, it was in like February and the weather was terrible there, so we just sat in the lodge one night.
So you went to Centre Parks in a special baby naming expedition?
Yeah, pretty much. It was like the whole week, didn't do any activities, we sort of like booked an hour slot, naming session. So.
Just went on a tandem to try and get some inspiration, did you?
Yeah, that's it, definitely.
So it wasn't like, it looked like a Phoebe, it wasn't like that at all, it was all prearranged.
Yeah, not really, it was all a bit, that's a girl.
Because we were going to say, at some point, early on in your life, your parents looked at you and went, looks like a Barry. Like a Barry.
I don't know what it was, maybe a little sort of halo above my head or something.
Good to speak to you, Bazza.
Thanks very much. I keep getting stopped in the street and stuff, and I've got the Barry ringtone. I'm getting a bit of stick for that at work, so...
Hang on, you've got your own one as your own as your ringtone?
No, I've got Barry tone as a text message. I couldn't have my own self, but I mean... I've had a lot of attention from the midwives and things, so it's been...
Seriously, Barry, you've lost it. You're lost in showbiz.
I would need to apologise to Madonna if you ever see us.
I'm surprised you didn't just adopt a baby from Africa off of Angelina Jolie or something. You've changed, Barry.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
See you later. BBC Radio 1 Podcast. Rich?
Hello.
Where are you tonight?
Suffolk.
How can I help?
I was just at a game, an England game, at the City of Manchester Stadium, and Portsmouth Sandwiches Bill was there.
Yeah.
And everyone was just getting so hacked off with him, everyone just started throwing sausage rolls and meat pies at him.
Oh, a lot of people are saying he's a top bloke.
I'm sure he is, but that Bill does your head in.
Why didn't they just throw the meat pies and the sausage rolls at the England band? Because they're a lot more annoying than the bloke,
Portsmouth guy,
yeah.
It's too far away from where I was.
Oh, right.
What do they play, that band?
Oh, the Great Escape and loads of other things.
Oh, God,
they'd do my head in.
Mm.
One of the most five evil things on earth.
What?
The England band, one of the most five evil things on earth.
What's the other four?
I don't know what the other four are, but there we are.
I love that. I didn't realise you had such a thing about them.
Do my head into the England band.
Do they?
Yeah.
What have they ever done to you? Apart from
football
play.
Fans don't need a band to start singing, right?
Right.
So go and shove your middle class trumpet up your ass.
I love this unexpected rant from them nowhere. All I have to do is mention the England band. He's off on one. Apparently, the bloke Westwood, the one with the bell, runs a bookshop. I'm not going there. Apparently, he plays the trumpet as well. Oh, give it up, John.
He's a one-man band.
He is, isn't he? Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Have you seen Vernon's new TV show?
I've seen a little bit of it, yeah.
Well, what did you think?
Yeah.
Beat the Star, it's called.
Yeah.
So you have seen a little bit?
A tiny bit.
Now, you know me, I'm not averse to doing the odd rubbish TV show. But, I mean, Vernon is very professional. I just want to say that now and holds it together very well. But what's going on with that show? Right, this is what happened last week, if you missed it.
Last week, policeman Dan went head-to-head with champion boxer Amir Khan. After a fierce struggle involving strength, courage and a co, Dan lost the money.
So, last week, It was a member of the public battling it out with Amir Khan, famous boxer. What exciting things did they have to do? Well, it involved banging nails into a piece of wood and a cow, randomly. Now, this is a German TV show that they've sold to ITV. Yeah. Do you think there's some German TV producers somewhere going, that is hilarious. I can't believe they bought this accent.
I don't know.
I can't believe they bought this. And they put it on Sunday night on ITV when people watch television. Would you like to be another TV producer as well?
Yes, it's a very good idea.
It's such a weird show.
Do you really think we're in a position to comment on other people's TV programmes?
I said that before.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? Now, here's how it works. Chris, the member of the public, was going up against Darren Goff. Now, he's a cricketer and sometimes dances, doesn't he?
Yes.
Okay. Here's the next bit.
Whoever scores the highest overall is the winner. If that's you, Chris, you win £100,000 to take it back to Lancashire. If that's you, Darren, your professional integrity is still intact and you walk out of here a professional sportsman, not a loser!
That's what I want.
So that bloke from Lancashire can win £100,000 and the star gets nothing.
Darren Goss just got his dignity on the line, that's it.
Why would they want to stop this nice member of the public from winning loads of cash? Why would they want to do that?
That's a good point, actually.
Now, if you thought last week's game was exciting, would you like to hear what happened last night?
Yeah.
Well, this is a game of strategy. It's a game of cunning and involves two large sausages.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It involves two sausages.
Right.
It's a mental assessment of your opponent. You've got to try and guess what he is thinking. Is he going to bring a small piece, a large piece? Is he going to save some for the end? Is he going to go all out at the beginning? It's totally up to you to analyse your competitor. You must have some sausage left to play five rounds.
Oh, now they are cutting up sausages on TV.
And they're going to show it live on ITV on Sunday.
This is all my idea and they're doing it. Would you like to hear the rules of the sausage game?
Yeah, go on.
Okay.
This is how we're going to play the chop. You're going to play a game of five rounds with these sausages. Each round, I'm going to ask you to chop off a piece of sausage and then bring it to me and I'll weigh it. Whoever has the heaviest piece of sausage will win that round. It's the best of five rounds. But you must make sure that you've got enough sausage to play all five rounds.
It goes on
They've
for five rounds.
They've turned chop the sausage into a five-round game.
Yeah. It's the kind of game that you would invent. Are you jealous? It's a bit like Car Alarm or Not. Are you annoyed you didn't invent this game first?
Yeah, well, if I'd have known how easy it was to get these kind of games on ITV on a Saturday night or Sunday night.
Right, well, you might mock. Listen how tense the sausage game gets, all right? Check out the tension on this.
In your own time, 3, 2, 1, chop. Just try and imagine what the other guy's trying to do.
Do you know what Werner's imagining right now? He's imagining the large amount of cash being deposited into his bank account doing this.
Chris, have you made your first slice?
I have made the first slice.
Interesting, Chris going for the small slice to serve as much as he can of the sausage, perhaps to win his points later on. Darren, you can see early on he's undecided and he starts to measure up the sausage in seemingly equal parts, which ultimately is not likely to succeed, but then seems to settle on the same tactic as his opponent.
This goes on for five rounds and there's a commentator.
And there's a commentator as well. Oh my God.
Darren maintaining his strategy for this, the second cut, keeping as much of that sausage as he can so that, as he hopes, he'll come through in the later rounds for victory.
Wow.
Now, I hope you're going to tell us what happens, because I'm quite tense here.
Well, I've got a theory about this. I think this entire game was invented so Vernon could say this.
Right, Darren, you're the star. Please place your sausage on the scales.
And this.
Darren, let's see your sausage.
Also, I'd like you to listen closely to the audience reaction on this one. All right?
Yeah.
Let's see your sausage, Darren.
Oh, you don't want that on national television, do you? Okay. Disappointment about your sausage. Listen to it again.
Let's see your sausage, Darren.
Oh, Darren.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
You all right, Scott?
Hello, who's that?
It's Callum in Leicester.
Hi, Callum, how can I help?
Just asking Chappers, really. He says the England band are evil.
Yeah.
What's the other four things?
Yeah, what are the four other
things? I don't
think
we need
things?
To go the other through the other clearly four
have
things.
A, you clearly have a list, right, in your head, and I'd quite like to know, and Callum certainly would, and loads of our listeners would like to know what the other four things are, wouldn't we, Callum?
We do.
So we've got the England band right there,
yeah.
As one of the
okay.
five most evil things.
Yeah.
Is Anthea Turner one of them?
No, she might be in the top ten.
Mm.
Mushrooms would be in there.
Right.
They'd be on the top five
okay,
list.
Okay, mushrooms and yeah. the England band.
The England band. Prawns.
Prawns.
Liverpool Football Club.
Liverpool FC. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, one more. Is it Robert Mugabe?
Yeah, well...
No, it's not, because it's not... You would have said yes straight away.
Well, I...
It's clearly not him, is it?
I don't know, I might have to think...
He is, though.
Yeah, yeah. He's number one, then.
So prawns are worse than Robert Mugabe? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm building up to number one.
What is number one?
Well, I didn't know whether you wanted me to go political or not. But if you want me to go political...
What are you going
to
say?
Well, Robert Mugabe, then, if you want me to go political. Right. There you go.
So we've got mushrooms.
Yeah.
We've got prawns.
Yeah.
We've got Liverpool FC.
Yes.
Robert Mugabe.
Yeah.
And the England band.
There you go.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast.
Radio 1 podcast.
Been watching American Idol, Chopper?
No.
Do you know Randy Jackson? He's one of the judges.
No.
Oh, you must know who he is.
Who's Randy Jackson?
He says this a lot.
All right, so check it out, dog. Check it out, bro.
That's it, really.
Dude, it was the bomb. This boy's the one to be.
That's pretty much all he does.
Right.
Just calls people dude a lot and dog.
Dude, that was an amazing vocal performance. Unbelievable. Another hot, molten hot lava bomb tonight.
I quite like if you started talking like that.
Right, I can't really see that though, can you?
Dude.
Dog.
In fact, why doesn't Louis Walsh start talking like that on X Factor? I'd like that. Hello, dog. I'm quite good, isn't it?
Oh, all right, so check it out, dog. Check it out, bro.
Check it out, dog. All right. So Randy, right, he's one of the judges on American Idol mm-hmm. with Paula Abdul. We'll get to her in a minute. And right. Simon, right, he's got a new business now.
What is it?
Right. He's got his own line of eyewear, glasses, for large-headed men.
Right.
And they're flying off the shelves in America. Now, he's quite famous for his specs on the show. But apparently he was inspired to develop the line after struggling to find a good pair of spectacles that fit.
Right.
A spokesperson says, the line launched 2 months ago and they've been totally overwhelmed with requests. It's certainly hard for men with large heads to get eyeglasses to fit right. So the Randy Jackson line has really filled a void. I never knew there were people with such big heads that they couldn't get glasses
to fit. Makes
sense,
though, doesn't it?
I can see how he's filled a gap in the market there.
But a big gap.
Have you ever noticed that before? Have you seen it, have you? But has anyone else noticed it before about Randy? You don't watch American Idol and go, God, his head's big. Look at his head compared to Paula Abdul. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Hello, Julie from Brighton.
Hi, Julie, off of Brighton. What are you saying?
I bought a motorbike and I was trying to get a helmet to fit me, and the only one that would fit me was a child size medium. Please don't laugh at me.
I'm not laughing at you. It was him.
I see.
I wasn't laughing at all.
You were.
I wasn't. I was closing my eyes and pinching my nose in a kind of sympathy for you.
Mm. Has it got like Bob the Builder on it or something?
No. It was really cool, actually. It was, you know, black with all the fire stripes and all that kind of stuff.
Wow.
A couple of fake ears on, so you look like a tiger or something.
I tried to get them, but no.
Oh.
Did you only realise when it came to getting a helmet for the motorcycle that you had a small head?
Well, I do have to wear children's glasses.
So it happens a lot to people. I didn't realise.
No, there's a lot of us out here. Mm. Definitely.
You can get them like Barbie glasses, can't you? They're quite nice.
I work in a children's shop, actually, so I get discount on it all as well. Yeah, it's really cool.
God, life couldn't be better for you, could it?
I know, it's ideal.
You might have a pinhead, but you've got access to loads of children's sunglasses at probably a very reasonable cost price.
Absolutely, yeah.
You don't go on holiday in a Barbie mobile home, do you?
No, but I've got a little wee suitcase.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've got one of these wrong.
Right.
Can I swap Robert Mugabe for Kerry Katona.
You can do whatever you want, my love. Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.